Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, oh, for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, oh, for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, oh, for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed for us to be able to see. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind. We thank you for life and that more abundantly. We thank you for the promise of victory today, for you have already ordered our footsteps. You already know the way that we should take. You already know the way that we should go. And so, since we will not lean unto our own understanding, God, we ask that you would direct our pathways, brighten our lights, God. Use us for your glory and use us for your honor, oh God, that you might be pleased with us. For we're willing to give up all for you, God. We're willing to cast down every imagination. We're willing to lay aside every sin and every weight. God, we're willing to refuse every hindrance, God, so that we might have more of you, that we may have a better relationship with you as we continue to put our hearts and our minds in your will. God, we put down everything that's unlike you, God. We cast the devil out of our minds. We cast the devil out of the wheels, and we cast the devil out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to be vessels of honor, God, this day, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord, as I prepared or as I got myself ready to pray this morning, I didn't have a song in my heart, but, Lord, you are the center of my joy. God, I didn't know all of the lyrics. God, you are why I find pleasure in the simple things of life. You're the beauty I got in the meadows and the streams, Lord, but you know the song, God, and you know the desires and the songs of our heart. You are the center of our joy. God, you're the reason why we laugh, and God, you're the reason that we have joy. God, you're the reason that we have peace even in the midst of storms, and no matter what trials and storms and clouds may rise, God, you give us peace. You give us shelter. You give us protection, God, because your name is a strong tower, and the righteous, those that are yours, those that have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, we're able to come into your name and find safety, God. That's why we love you, Lord, today. That's why we magnify you. That's why we glorify you, because you are a present help in the time of trouble. You are the lover of our lives, God, and you're the reason why we live and move and have our very being, God. You are the reason why we should live, because you died for us. You gave your son Jesus on the cross so that we might have life. And not only that, God, it's important for us to live for you, because you paid a high price for us. Your blood was shed on Calvary's cross, Lord, so that we might be free from sin. No longer are we bound. No longer are we held captive to the law. God, no longer, oh God, are we held captive, oh God, by the works and the traps of the enemy. But we've been set free. You told us who the Son has set free is free indeed. You have freed us from our old selves. You freed us from our old ways. You freed us from our old bondage. God, you freed us from our old actions. God, you freed us. And we thank you, God, that we are free indeed. I'm no longer bound. No longer are chains holding me. No longer am I captive, oh God, to those things that are steadily killing me and are causing me to run or flow or go astray. Thank you, God, today for another day that you have made. So you are the center of our joy. You're the reason that we find laughter. You're the reason that we have hope. You're the reason that we're alive today. You're the reason that we can walk in victory. You're the reason, God, that breakthrough is upon us. You're the reason, God, that we have hope. You're the reason that we're no longer bound. You're the reason why I have a roof over my head. You're the reason why I have clothes on my back. God, you're the reason why I'm willing to sacrifice all. And so I present my body this morning as a living sacrifice, Lord. Receive my sacrifice. Receive my worship. Receive my adoration, God, as we adore you and magnify you today. Receive our praise, oh God, as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise today. Receive our worship, Lord. Receive our adoration and our praise as we lift up your name, as we give you glory and honor, as we give you praise, God, for you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified. Receive our praise and receive our worship, God, this day in the name of Jesus. And come tomorrow and have your way in us even now. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move on our behalf. For the enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He comes to cause us to run amok. He causes us to fall short of your glory. And then when we fall short of your glory, he ridicules us. He belittles us. And he makes us feel bad that we don't have a right to come before you and ask for forgiveness. He tells us that there is no power in prayer. For God, when we don't see you moving on our behalf quickly, Lord, he whispers in our ears and tells us that there's no reason to pray. There's no reason to live holy. But we bind the hand of the enemy right now. He's just a lying wonder. He's a deceiver. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you have come that we might have life, Lord. And even when we don't feel that you hear us, Lord, we know according to your word that your spirit takes our moanings and takes our groanings, and when we can't put words together, he takes them and interprets them and transforms them around and takes our moanings and our groanings right before you. Oh, God, and intercedes on our behalf, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So when we don't even know what to say, hallelujah, when we don't have words to put together, God, when words cannot even express our sincere gratitude, he takes our moanings, he takes our thoughts, he takes our the desires of our hearts, Lord, and he placed them before you, God, and intercedes on our behalf. And Lord, for that we say thank you, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for sending us an intercessor, God, on behalf of us. God, we thank you, Lord, today, for sending a comforter, God, who abides with us, Lord, and reminds us, God, that you have given us a promise, Lord, that we shall not all, oh God, that things won't be all the ways the way that they are, that trouble won't last always. Thank you, God, for sending your spirit to abide with us, to help us to live holy and acceptable lives. Thank you, Lord, today, for sending your spirit, God, oh God, that we'll be able to walk in your authority and move by power, God, and move by your might, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, today, for sending your spirit, Lord, so that we don't have to rely upon ourselves, because God, in our soul and our flesh, God, there is no good thing. Thank you, Lord, today, for sending your spirit, Lord, to help us to walk in your spirit, walk under your anointing, live holy and acceptable lives, to live perfect before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your spirit, Lord, today, who reminds us, God, that you have promised us that you'll never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, but that you will be with us until the end. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit today, to help turn our lives around. He washed us. He cleansed us. He placed our feet on solid ground. Now we're joint heirs with you. He reminds us that we are a king's kids, that we are a royal priesthood. He reminds us on a daily basis that we are somebody special. He reminds us that we belong to you, that our bodies are not our own, but that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He reminds us every single day that you will be with us, even until the end of the world. He reminds us every single day that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He reminds us every single day that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He reminds us each and every single day that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He reminds us, Lord, every single day, oh God, that we belong to you. And everywhere we try, God, you have given it to us, Lord, for victory, for an inheritance, Lord. He reminds us every single day that we are somebody special. And so we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit who abides in us. And so, God, help us, Lord, today to not grieve the Spirit of our Lord, to grieve the Spirit or the Holy Spirit of God. Help us not to do that, but to live peaceably with all men, be holy and acceptable, to be set aside for your glory, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. I preached on Sunday that we are dying to live. Paul told us that for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. He told us that in Philippians 1 and 21, I believe. But then over in Galatians 2 and 20, Lord, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, that lives in me. And now the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. Thank you, God, that I'm able to live today. And God, I want my living to not be in vain. I don't want my prayers to be in vain. I don't want my walk and my talk and my discussions and my actions, Lord, to be in vain, Lord. I don't want to be a superficial person, Lord. So, God, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, Lord, that will cause me to live this life of holiness and consecration in vain, Lord, I want you to cast it out, Lord. I don't want to come before you at the judgment seat of Christ, Lord, and you say, depart from me. I know you not, you worker of iniquity. I don't want that to be my case, Lord. But, Lord, I want to remain steadfast in you. God, I want my labor, oh God, to not be in vain, Lord. I don't want to be weary in well-doing. I want to reap when time comes, oh God, when my due season comes. God, I want you to get the glory out of my life, or help me to live for you, Lord, today. Let me not allow my flesh to get any of your glory. Let me not allow my mind or my thoughts or my old ways or actions to get your glory. But Lord, my desire, my sincere desire this day is that you might get the glory out of my life. So put flesh under subjection. Cast the devil out of the minds of your people. Bind the spirit of depression right now, God. Bind the spirit of confusion right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood over our minds. I plead the blood over our hearts. I plead the blood over our lives. I plead the blood over our children. I plead the blood over our homes. I plead the blood over our ministries. God, I plead the blood over our jobs. I plead the blood over our co-workers now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood, because the blood has not lost any of its power. Oh, God, it reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valleys. The blood still works, Lord, today. The blood still heals. The blood still delivers. The blood still sets free. And so we depend upon the blood today, and we plead the blood right now. The only thing that can wash away my sins is the blood of Jesus. The only thing that can make me whole within is the blood of Jesus. So I plead the blood on behalf of those that have joined us this morning in our call. Thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for an opportunity to pray. This prayer gives us an awesome opportunity to reflect upon our relationship with you. That is so important for me to pray on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 and on Wednesdays at 5:30, Lord, no matter what time zone I'm in. Lord, it's so important to me, Lord. I'm willing to put my flesh under subjection. I'm willing to not get the rest and get the refreshing that I desire from a good night's rest, Lord. Even if I've done some other things and worked all night, Lord, these times of this set and time is set apart for your glory. This sacrifice, Lord, of getting up to pray is for your glory. so that I may know you more better, that I may know you more intimately, that I may have a greater relationship with you. And so, God, I pray that you would prick the hearts of those that don't have a desire to pray. God, I pray that you would prick the hearts of those that are not willing to die to their flesh so that they can live for you. God, we put flesh under subjection because in our flesh there is no good thing, and this flesh is steadily decaying, Lord. But we need to get on those things or do those things that will make our spirit man stronger, that will draw us closer to you, that will give us a greater anointing and a closer walk with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And the way that we can do that is pray. You tell us that men are to always pray. And so my desire, Lord, is that I may know you more intimately, that we may draw closer to you, that we may have a greater anointing, that you may fill us again with your spirit and fill us so that your spirit overflows us. Let it fill us up even right now, Lord, until we overflow with your goodness, overflow with your goodness, overflow with your mercy, overflow with your love, overflow with the fruit of your spirit, Lord. Fill us up right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we want to be holy and acceptable before you. That's the least that we can do, is to give you our bodies as a living sacrifice. I want to be holy. I want to be acceptable. I want to be pleasing before you. And if, God, if you do that, that I am holy and acceptable and pleasing and meet for the master's hand, then, Lord, I can do what you've called for me to do. And that's to go and teach all nations, tell them about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to let someone know today that you are still a redeemer, that you are still the lover of our souls, that you are still a strong tower, that you still are King of kings and Lord of lords. Someone needs to know. God, give us a boldness to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone. Give us the boldness, Lord, today to invite someone to our ministries, to come to our churches today in the name of Jesus. God, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Send us laborers, Lord, wherever we might be at, for those that are calling from across the nation. Send forth laborers, God, that we might tell someone that Jesus still saves, and to expound or to talk about, Lord, the great work that you are doing at our local ministry. I thank you, God, before I get off the phone, I pray for strength, Lord, today. I pray for comfort for the little family as we head down to Portsmouth this morning to lay Assistant Superintendent James Little to rest. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his example. Thank you for his witness. Thank you for his legacy. And so I pray that you would bless that family. Bless the Miracles of Faith family as they mourn the loss of their leader. I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you anoint him, God, to speak with power and clarity, Lord, that he may encourage this family and that he may lead someone to Christ, that they may be able to meet him. Oh, God, meet Elder Little, Lord, when that trumpet sounds, and we're caught up to meet you in the air. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Lord, that you continue to heal her body, continue to make her strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be strong in her life where she's weak, God. Heal her, God. Bind sickness. Bind, oh God, those things that are causing her affliction. Touch her body right now. Let all things work for her good, Lord, this morning. Let those things that the doctors are concerned about or that we are concerned about, God, let them pass, Lord. And so we speak that you would touch her body, heal her right now, free her and deliver her, God, and bless her, Lord, today. We pray your blessings on all of those that have taken time out this morning to join us in prayer. Bless them, oh God, as they go. Bless them as they even come. And God, let this be a day of favor and greatness, Lord, as we continue to travail before you, to put this flesh under subjection as we march our way during our pilgrimage to Pentecost. Bless us, God, and keep us, and it shall be done. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.